Starving Samuel Alito. This is Geoff Parrish. 2 months ago, I wrote the following about the Supreme Court nomination of John Roberts. If the Democrats cry wolf over Roberts, and Americans are presented in his hearings with a sympathetic guy, there will be that much less credibility available when Bush nominates somebody really bad next time around. And given the health of Chief Justice Rehnquist, that's likely to happen sooner rather than later. Well, that day has come. Rehnquist's death opened a second vacancy on the Supreme Court, and that second vacancy is about to be filled by Samuel Alito. The nomination of Roberts and of Harriet Myers were stealth nominations, designed, with the lack of paper trails and the lack of personal candor about a judicial philosophy, and combined in Myers' case with a staggering lack of relevant experience, to obscure their nominees' radically conservative judicial philosophies. There is no such coyness about Samuel Alito. We know exactly what we're getting here, a judge who will act to roll back a century's worth of gains in individual rights and liberties and checks on corporate and government power. Alito's 15-year record on the federal bench is brimming with examples of his desire for rollbacks in abortion, in privacy, in equal rights for women and minorities, and on rights for employees in the workplace, and on the authority of Congress itself. Alito would send Rosa Parks to the back of the bus, women into back alleys for abortions, and police into the bedrooms and body cavities of innocent Americans. Regardless of the political weakness and criminal malfeasance hanging over this White House, and there remains much to do in Patrick Fitzgerald's probe, there is no greater priority for the future of this country than stopping the ascension of Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court. He's that bad. It will take more than the Democrats to stop Alito. Unlike Myers, this is a nomination for which the Republican leadership in the Senate will fight. A filibuster is not enough. Senate Republicans have the votes to invoke the nuclear option and outlaw filibusters, another grave consequence of this nomination. Alito's rejection will require the votes of moderate Republicans. That means those Republicans, Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins of Maine, Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, George Voinovich of Ohio, Independent James Jefford of Vermont, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, and a handful of others, must be made to vote no in defiance of party leadership. That, in turn, means it needs to be crystal clear to such senators that vote for Alito will cost them their jobs. Nothing less will work. It will be exceedingly difficult, but if voters are motivated enough, they can do something about one-party congressional rule in the midterm elections next year. There are no such options for the Supreme Court. This is what we were voting on in 2000 and 2004, the future composition of the Supreme Court. This was the consequence when those elections were stolen. If Alito is confirmed, it will change the Supreme Court's balance of power for the next 30 years. At this point, the only way a nomination like Alito's can be stopped is by a massive show of opposition by the American people. And even that may not be enough, but it's a prerequisite. For the moment, forget the indictments, forget the war, forget drilling in Anwar. Get out on the streets, get into your senator's offices. Write, phone, email, urge everyone you know to do the same. That's what it will take. We have 2 months. Tops. Use them. From GBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.